Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program brought to you by Living Stream Ministry. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. This life study is the basis of our program today, which includes short portions of the spoken messages given by Witness Lee. Now, let's join today's life study.
We're very happy, as always, to have Dick Taylor back in our studio with us today to fellowship about these life studies from Genesis. Hello, Dick. Nice to have you back. Today we have our second program dealing with life and resurrection from Genesis chapter 9. As an introduction for those just joining us today, how is it that Noah's experience is a valid picture of resurrection?
Well, what I realize from this account is that you have the ark, you have the flood waters, and then you have the new earth after the flood waters receded. The ark is a real picture of Christ. God was judging the earth. The only possibility of passing through God's judgment is to be in Christ. So whoever entered into the ark was able to pass through to the other side. And when the ark eventually rested on dry land, this was a picture of resurrection, having passed through the death waters. So the only way that we can pass through God's judgment is through and in Christ himself, who's the reality of the ark. And the ark landing on dry land and the waters receding are a picture of new life beginning in resurrection. I'm sure there could be much more than this said, but in a very simple way, I believe this is how it's a valid picture of resurrection. So there was a new living on the new land after passing through death and entering into resurrection.
Thank you, Dick. We're going to see the picture enlarged as we join today's life study. Here's Witness Lee.
We will still be on the church life, yet we will see something on the negative side. Noah was the leader, and he should be God's deputy authority on the new earth by that time. He got a failure. Why he got this? Because he was quite successful. He planted a vineyard, and that was a success to him. He produced the grapes, of which he made the wine. Noah drank that wine. What was wrong? He drank, yet he shouldn't drink in excess. He should exercise his self-control. But he didn't. He was more than loose, he was careless. He became naked without his knowledge. He was unconsciously naked. This was seen by one of his sons. Before we go into what the son did, I have the burden to point out we all have to be careful when we may have a success under God's blessing. Why? Because success in any category may cause us to be loose. From being loose, we would go on to be careless. Even we would be naked. What does it mean to be naked? To be naked, spiritually speaking, means to lose your covering in the presence of God. This means to lose Christ as your covering. Let me tell you, many times, even we brothers in our fellowship, you know, because of the success, we were excited in talking. In that kind of exciting talking, we would be a little loose and careless. And then we miss the covering. We miss Christ. We, as fallen human beings, in doing anything, in talking anything, even in every kind of activity, we have to keep ourselves always covered by Christ. I will not talk to my wife. I will not talk to my children. I will not talk to my sisters. I will not talk to my brothers without being covered by Christ. If I would do anything without Christ covering me, that means what? That means I was loose. And I was careless. And I was naked. Losing my self-control. And this was exactly what happened to Noah. And this is the first point to share with you. I am not talking something that I myself, forgive me to say this, didn't learn.
Dick, in this section, Witness Lee has been speaking of remaining with Christ as our covering, not just in an objective sense of being justified once for all, but in a subjective sense, in our daily experience. Can you say more about this?
We really do need a daily life in which we really enjoy Christ as our covering. Christ himself is the wonderful, life-giving Spirit, and he is now residing in our spirit. So for us to experience Christ as our covering in all circumstances really requires us to be people who exercise to enjoy him and people who remain. We practice to remain and to do everything in the Spirit. I was considering that, when you can see the story of Noah, you realize eventually there was some looseness. There was some real looseness. And Noah became drunken and became naked and, in a sense, lost his covering and that type of thing. But we need to be careful. We really need to be careful. It's very easy for us to become drunken. Maybe we just get in a conversation with somebody and we just become too careless and we just start maybe goofing off too much. We just go too far. And what happens is we lose our covering. We become naked. We leave the Spirit. In the Spirit, we always enjoy Christ as our covering. So we've got to be careful. I'd say especially in our conversation and talking, and we just need to be more exercised to hide in this dear one as our unique covering. And you know, this can happen, especially when you have a success. Noah had a great success. Right. He went through the whole flood, and he came out on top, and he with seven others are the only ones on this new earth. Plus, some other things transpired related to his planting the vineyard, and there was a lot of success. But the danger is once there's success, we become loose. And once you become loose, you need to be very careful. You may lose your covering. So when we're successful, we got to be very careful. Many times when you, even in the spiritual realm, you have a success. Maybe you helped somebody to receive the Lord or you did something wonderful for the Lord. Be careful. At that point, more than ever, take care of your spirit and remain in Christ as your unique covering. And I would say even be careful in the midst of failure. Many times we fail. We also neglect our spirit. And we also become those who are void of Christ as our covering. Sometimes I may be successful and I'm not careful. So I just don't hide in Christ. Sometimes I'm a failure and I become so concentrated on myself, I also leave this Christ as my covering. Mm-hmm. So we need Christ, who's the Spirit in our spirit, to be enjoyed by us as our unique covering through our whole daily life.
We need him in our failures, and we also need him in our successes.
Absolutely.
Let's return to Witness Lee for more of today's life study.
Then the second point. When I was young, I was a little bothered by Noah's prophecy. You know, Noah had a failure. He made the mistake, right? Then he woke up. He didn't confess. He didn't make a confession. Right away, he cursed. He cursed the one that exposed his nakedness. I was a little unhappy about this. I said, no, yes, you are the father. You are the father. But anyhow, don't you realize that you were wrong? First of all, you have to confess to God. And then confess to the exposing Sanhedrin. You didn't confess. Right away, you cursed. I was bothered. Not only so, he cursed the exposing one, and he blessed the covering ones. Whosoever was for him, he blessed. Whosoever was not for him, he cursed. I said, no, surely you are too selfish. According to the human concept, I told you already, when I was a young Christian, I was bothered by him. I blamed him. One day, God showed me his divine government. I said, Noah, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are a good example.
Yeah.
You are a good example.